My name is Jason Gans. Today we are going to continue our study of the Epistle of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude goes on to say, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the use of the language here indicates a less than open and bold entry. Those that would undermine the truth would sneak in unnoticed. Jude says there are certain men who crept in unawares. People who creep around, we know that they creep around to keep from being noticed. Well, Jude says that certain men have crept in sneakily without us being aware, without being noticed. They have crept in unnoticed, in fact. And they were before of old ordained, appointed to this condemnation. Though their appearance was not unnoticed, it had been predicted, written beforehand, that they would appear. And so they have. These had been ordained beforehand to this condemnation. That means that it was written beforehand that those who would do such as these men were doing, leading the saints astray, that these men would go to condemnation. Any who choose by their free will to be unfaithful, God has said in the long ago that these would go to condemnation. But we do have free will. We do have the ability to choose whether we want to obey God or not. If we choose that we do not want to obey God, then we fall into that condemnation spoken of here. Joshua 24:15 tells us that we certainly do have free will. So these men had chosen to go the wrong way. They had chosen to be ungodly, not like God, the opposite of God, in fact. And they were turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. They were being boldly blasphemous of that which is spiritual. The grace of God is salvation, Ephesians 2:8-9. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 18-19 say, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh and through much wantonness those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. So these were speaking swelling words of vanity. They were turning the grace, they were turning the gospel into lasciviousness, licentiousness. These were trying to base what they were doing on Christian liberty, but in reality they were living that which was wrong lives to live. Their teaching, their actions, and doing the things that they were doing and saying the things that they were saying was against the Word of God. And they were thus making Christian liberty an excuse for ungodly living. 1 John 2:4 says, he that saith, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So we see that these evil men had crept in, and we must ever be on guard against false teachers. Elders of the Lord's church must ever be on guard to make sure that that which is being preached and taught is from the Word of God. Preachers must ever be on guard to make sure that they are preaching and teaching the truth. Teachers must ever be on guard that they are teaching the truth. Christians must ever be on guard, all Christians, to make sure that the church is standing up for that which is right, that it is the pillar and the ground of the truth, which it is called to be in Holy Scripture. Jude verse 5 says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. God's enemies come to ruin. Jude brings to light three examples of God's sure victory over all who resist His authority. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says, Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed as serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Let him that thinketh he standeth, wherefore take heed lest he fall. So we learn then, in Jude verse 5, that Jude wants them to remember that which was from old, how that the Lord brought the people out of Egyptian bondage, but afterward they were destroyed. Why were they destroyed? Because they believed not. They did not have the kind of faith that they needed to have. They did not have the obedient faith which God wanted them to have and which we must have. James 2:17 says, Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. So we must have an obedient faith. James 2:24, Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. We must do the works that God commands us to do. These are not works of merit. We do not do works in order to earn our salvation. We are saved by grace, God's unmerited favor. But in order to partake of that grace, we must have faith. And we must do the works that God commands us to do. So we are saved by grace, we are saved by faith, we are saved by works that God commands us to do. We can never do enough to repay God for all of what He has done for us. But we must do the works that He commands us to do in order to go to heaven. Those under the old law failed to do that when they were brought out of Egyptian bondage. And for that they were destroyed. Verse 6 of Jude says, And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. A second example then of how that God has brought His enemies to ruin. Of God's sure victory over all who resist authority. We're put in remembrance then of the fall of the angels. There were a great number of angels who left their own habitation, that is, who were not pleased with the posts and stations that God had assigned and allotted to them, but they thought they deserved better. They had pride, and this pride caused them to fall and to lose their habitation, so that they are reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Verse 7 gives us the third example. even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed with fire and brimstone, and so today those who were unfaithful in Sodom and Gomorrah are still suffering in eternal flames and torment. Sodom and Gomorrah was given over to fornication. Fornication is the sexual act between those who are not scripturally married. Sodom and Gomorrah was given this kind of sin, and Sodom and Gomorrah was given to going after strange flesh. Homosexuality was abundant in Sodom and Gomorrah. We see that from the fact that when the angels went into Sodom and Gomorrah, and when they went into Lot's house, that the men from the city, both young and old, Genesis 19:4, from every quarter, came and demanded that Lot let those men come out of the house, to bring those men out of the house so that they might know them, so that they might commit fornication with them, not realizing that they were angels. You are not a Christian. I want to encourage you to become one by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10:17, by believing, Mark 16:16, repenting, Acts 2:38, confessing, Matthew 10:32, and by being baptized, Acts 2:38, you can become a Christian. If you are a Christian and yet you've gone astray, you need to remember you must live faithfully unto death, Revelation 2:10. Thus you must repent of your sins, Acts 8:22, and confess your sins, 1 John 1:9. Thank you for joining us.